Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 17th of June. Hope you're all well. Enjoying the, if you're in the, well, I'll say in southern England. I don't know what it's like elsewhere, but I'm assuming across the UK. I haven't looked at a weather forecast that we are enjoying searing heat. It was certainly very hot out on the golf course yesterday. Absolutely fantastic day. Certainly something I'm going to look to do more of. Really, really enjoyed it. I just realised that when we talk about, talk about all these golfers having all this 125 million for Johnson and had to play this golf. And I said, why would you need it? And I stand by that. The most important thing in life is to get balance. It really is to get balance in. Obviously, you want to make money, and I'm not saying make as much as you can. You want to make enough money to give you a nice lifestyle. You don't need more than that. Do the things you want to do. Live the life with a bit of freedom, how you want to live it. But you've got to, around that, have balance. I, for 2007, pretty much right up to the last couple of years, with pre-COVID, I just didn't enjoy enough of my life. I just didn't do enough. Whilst I went on holidays and things, I just look back at it and think I just spent so much time in front of computer screens. And yes, I earned good money, but I didn't have the balance in my life. And that's where I've been looking for the last couple of years. Certainly COVID sort of really opened our eyes to it, I think, that I would never have done that years ago. Gone out yesterday, I said, no, I've got to finish this Excel, boys, I can't do it. Where I just think, right, no, I'm going to go and the Excel can wait and I'll do it next week. Really, really enjoyed it yesterday. That obviously the weather was nice. Betty Blogger, Jeff, great fun. I met him a couple of times briefly, but to have 4 or 5 hours in his company on the golf course, really good fun. Suggsy and Kev, couple of idiots, but always enjoy their company. Suggsy played very well, given his due yesterday. Did play most of the first up, but after that played very solid. And it was just good fun. It was just a lovely afternoon to be out in the sun, having a bit of a laugh, bit of banter, playing golf. And that, as I say, it's not all about, oh, let's have hundreds of millions. It is getting that balance in life and enjoying it. And, Dustin Johnson can have 200-300 million in the bank. He'll never be able to spend it all. Simple as that. Won't make you any happier. Won't spend it all. He looks thoroughly fucking miserable 99% of the time. I'm sure he's not, but he looks it. You've got to have that balance in life. So thank you, lads. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've had 2 days out. I was out on Wednesday. That was unique. Unique old day. I'm not going to name them, but I went out with an FTS husband and wife on Wednesday. Took them to one of my favourite restaurants in London, is Dean Street Townhouse. If you're ever up in London, not silly money, just a really good sort of vibe in the place. Food's very consistently good. Go there a lot, really nice. So I took them there for dinner. Met them in a pub first, and we went there for dinner. And the revelation of this coffee being delivered, I have never ever genuinely heard anything like it. And it's not like old digging out you. I'd never heard of it. I didn't know you could get. I live out in the sticks a bit, so we don't have Deliveroo and stuff like that. So I don't look at those sort of things. I don't have takeaway food very rarely. I might have one Indian a year. Just don't do it. I just cook. Enjoy cooking. Sam and I have done the same thing for 20 odd years. We write a menu out, we shop to that menu, and we cook. And we both, enjoy what we eat. But, I mean, the wife looked at me when she was declaring this revelation that I was fucking barking mad that I didn't know about, as if this was normal, that everybody was getting coffee and cake delivered. I mean, they don't have tons of money. They said it was a one-off month, but they spent £150 in a month having coffee and cake delivered. I mean, I was astounded. She looked at me like I was nuts. I said, I've never heard the likes of it. £150 a month getting coffee and cake delivered. And I, in a month. So that's why I did the poll. And it turns out that I'm not nuts. It turns out that actually 65% of you, I think it was when the poll closed, 65% of you had never heard of such Yeah, 65.4% had never heard of it. 30% of you had heard of it, or 29% had heard of it, but not use it or don't use it. And just 5% have you have it delivered. It's 5.6. So in effect, the 2 hours out with on Wednesday, if there was a room of 100 people, you'd be in the corner with 3.6 others having your coffee and cake delivered, and the rest of us would be cracking on. But yeah, just I think the one thing, you know, going back to balance, my mates, when I gave up work and started doing this, my friends called me the hermit. So I went from having quite a social job, obviously, and then going to the football and doing all that and playing a lot of golf. I went from that to pretty much stopping it all and putting all my attention into making money trading football. And obviously it's weekend hours, so you're not out with people at weekends, this, that and the other. And the thing that's happened over that period of time is I've become really detached from real life, from what actually goes on in other people's lives. Because obviously when you're at work, you're talking to people all the time. And you know, now again, I'm just talking to myself in a microphone. Over the last few years, I have more Zooms with people, and I feel that my world's got a bit bigger, if you like, for me, because I can jump on a Zoom with somebody and have 10 minutes, and you can still have a bit of a laugh. Of course, it's not the same as meeting somebody out for a drink or whatever, but you actually are communicating with people. But prior to COVID, I didn't really do that. My only real contact with people was we did the occasional seminar or email. And you just become really detached from how people live their life, and perhaps what you think is normal is not normal, because you're in your own four walls doing the same things. But I'd genuinely never knew this, but as this sort of unravelled, it unravelled then into further discussions, because that's what I'm like, showing my outrage. They have the same meal every Saturday and every Sunday. I mean, is that a normal thing? They have the same meal every Saturday and every Sunday. I can't remember what it was garlic chicken or something on Saturday and a roast pork thing on Sunday. Have that every Saturday, every Sunday. They have a bag of Revels every Saturday. They call it Revels Saturday. And the bloke then declared he likes Maltesers, but not in Revels. I mean, I don't know whether the world is going nuts around me or whatever. It's the same thing, and it's honeycomb in a chocolate. But it was a Wednesday was lovely. It was lovely to go out, have a nice meal. I wasn't drinking, but you know, have a couple of soft drinks. And get these revelations. He's, you know, I've told him about, you know, my views on eating shit and losing weight. People just make excuses, don't do it. I'd put these in that bracket, that when you actually analyse it, are you really trying? And I'd say that to them. I'm not talking behind their backs. They know I'd say it to them. Just got to do it, yeah. Just got to do it. I mean, the wife, let's call them Mrs. Y and Mr. X. Mrs. Y, she said, when I got to the pub, he was shoving crisps. I went, fucking hell, eating a bag of crisps. She went, oh yeah, I can't get him to change. She's the one buying the Revels and the flipping, ordering the coffees and the cakes and the things. And he has I've been in a restaurant. I don't know how many times. I've been in that restaurant probably 100 times. But I don't know over the last 15 years how many times I've eaten out. So you have your starter, have your main, have your dessert. The old coffee guy comes over, would you like a coffee? I thought, oh yeah, well, I'll have a latte, please, which I think is how we got onto the coffee talk. Have a latte. He asked the waiter in this restaurant, yeah, I'll have a latte, please. Have you got any caramel syrup? I mean, I don't think that guy's ever been asked that. Caramel or vanilla syrup? He thought he was in his Starbucks again having the caramel and vanilla syrup. I said, what's that? And the bloke bought some sugar syrup, which I think they use in the old cocktails because it's like a bar in there as well. And he poured half a gallon of that in. And he's like, I said, this is just unbelievable. I don't know what I'm watching. I've never, ever, ever been in a restaurant and somebody's ordered after dinner coffee until Wednesday and gone, got any caramel syrup to throw in that? He said, I've got to have that to sweeten it up. But then he did tell me, he said, oh yeah, but I only have, he claimed the moral high ground with, I only have skimmed milk though. As if like all the Revels, the fucking coffees and cake delivery, the sugar syrup, the caramel syrup. I have skim milk, so it's all right there. So there, fuck you, Ian, were you semi-skimmed? Yeah, unbelievable. They know I'm laughing at them. I told them they're going to dig them out in the pod there. So, good fun. But Revel Saturday, it's the same meal. I've been, that's been on my mind a bit. The same meal, I come home and I said to Sam, I said, are we weird? Because it might be me. That's what I'm saying. I'm detached from real life. There might be hundreds of you out there who have the same meal every Saturday, every Sunday. I doubt it. I doubt it very much. My mission is to change them. That's none of my business, is it? None of my fucking business. But £150 in a month having coffee delivered. Coffee and fucking cake. I just find it staggering. I'm never, ever going to get over it. Fixture list was out yesterday, wasn't it? Fixture list was out. I've had a look. I reckon the Spurs United game is the 25th of April. It will probably get moved for TV to be the 26th of April. And that could be the day that Spurs are crowned champions, and it's my birthday. It's all in, isn't it? Battering Southampton on day one, that'll be good. We'll beat Wolves, had a little Zoom with a Wolves supporter last night. Going to meet him, hopefully, before the game, before he gets battered. Try and get away to Forest, get in the old streets of Jerusalem, or whatever it's called up there. Batter Fulham, way to City, easy. Leicester, batter Arsenal. Well, if they don't know, I mean, what excuse book are they writing up now? They're writing up their 100 excuses to not play now, aren't they? And then we've got, it's all there. And then Christmas, Brentford. Happy Christmas, Brentford on Boxing Day. Happy New Year, Villa on December the 31st. Easy. That's obviously straight after the World Cup. Right, Ascot. Been a bit disastrous, isn't it? But I've posted the golf with some of the reasoning. Obviously more and more people, I think these things go okay, more and more people want to know how you do it. I know a lot of them want the tips, I've posted that and a couple of notes of things. It's too difficult a process, and I don't mean that patronisingly, to just put in words. It's one of these things I'd have to build a whole sort of suite of videos around, but I've given you some of the thought process behind it, so that makes sense. Good luck if getting involved. Didn't see a lot of it last night. By the time I got back, I jumped straight on Zoom, and by the time I'd finished those at about 9:30, whatever it was last night, I'll be honest, I was a bit knackered. It was quite hot out there, boys, wasn't it? It was a cracking game of golf. It was really good. That it, you know, normally I'm used to Suggsy and Kev being totally shit, but it was a right old ding-dong battle. Really, I really, really enjoyed it. Enjoyed the company, enjoyed the golf. Brilliant. I'd love to do it. I could go out there today. I've got, you know, golf's, I don't sit here thinking, oh, I want to play golf today. Those days are long gone for me. But I did get up this morning. I really enjoyed that. I could do that again. Right, where are we? Royal Ascot. That's what all this was about, getting on Royal Ascot. That's what this pod is about. Been tough, hasn't it? It's been tough. We did have the winner of the big race yesterday. I did tell you that one's going to win. But all in all, been a tough old track. I prefer the jumps, I have to say. But it's just the fact that you've just got quality horses running. And I think things like Ascot, again, the boys like Steve Williamson and Andy would know more than me. Things like the draw come into it and this, that and the other. But, right, let's go. 2:30 at Ascot, believing. James Doyle again, I said I liked him yesterday. We're going again. Believing win and place, I would have a cover on Morge, who was impressive at Newmarket. And could well just batter these, but believing at a price, but do have your cover on Morge, who is the 7-4 favourite and could, as I say, batter them. In the 305 Ascot, I like Errars, Jim Crowley's mount Errars, which is 8.2, win and place, and at a big price, Sacred Bridge. Currently 30 win and place. So in the 305 Errars and Sacred Bridge. In the 3-4, I don't know whether anybody's paying attention to these after the first few days, but I might again just be waffling away to myself. In the 340, I think it's going to be Frankie. I think all the excitement, Gosden and Dettori. Trawlerman, Gosden and Dettori, Trawlerman, 340 win and place. I'd be very surprised if it's not in the first three. Looks like a bit of a bet to nothing for a place. Famous last words, but Royal Ascot got 340 Trawlerman by with Frankie on board. 420. Again, this is one Frankie may be too good from on in Spiral, but at 4.1 I would have it just as a cover. I think Discoveries could run well here. Discoveries, Shane Foley's mount, comes out of family that's done well there. Ground looks perfect. I'm expecting this might shorten up through the day because I know a couple of the lads are going to back it as well. So Discoveries at 11, perhaps a saver on Frankie's Inspiral at 4.1. 5 o'clock Ascot, this is where you get like the 28 charge. Heredia heads the market, won at York last time, and the mile here may suit. Persist for Haggis and Kieran Fallon is one I like. So out of Frankel. So Persist and win and place 14.5, and you may want to have something on Heredia, who may, you know, just maybe better handicapped and could be too good. But Persist is my main choice there with Heredia as cover. 5.35, I think Ottoman Fleet Buick will get the better of Changing of the Guard and Ryan Moore. It looks to be between those two. My personal coin toss has come down on Ottoman Fleet. And in the 6.10, 28 selections, I'm going to go. I mean, it's not paid off yet, but we're going to give Irad Ortiz Jr. another go here with Ruthin Ruthin at 16.5. And she's been brilliant. Holly Doyle's mount, Romantic Time as well, maybe for small interest win and place. Romantic Time, Holly Doyle, and Ruthin Irad Ortiz Jr. Not a race I've got massive strong views on, so if you are playing, play that one small. I hope you guys who have been betting Ascot have done well. I only watched the Tuesday, obviously, because I was out those next 2 days, so I've got Zooms today, but I might try and take a bit of it in this afternoon. Right, that's it. Ascot, golf, coffee orders. Who orders? How? I mean, I do agree, Chris Wilkinson, I know I'll offend people here. I just find it the height of laziness if you're getting a fucking coffee delivered. I know people might want to wander out and have a Starbucks, and that's fine. I mean, I only have probably 2 or 3 Starbucks a year, or Costas. It's just not something I do. If Sam's dragged me out shopping, Christmas shopping or something, I might take a pit stop in a coffee shop just to get out of the pain of wandering around the shops, but it's just not something I really do. I have a coffee at home a day and that's it, but just not for me. And of course, when I posted about that, it all went on to all these things and Sam Cassidy, all this junk shit food. I know people eat it, it's just not for me. It's not for me getting fucking McDonald's delivered and shit like that. Each to their own, but it's not for me. No wonder. I can't fathom how we've got an obesity problem in the country. I just don't know how it happens. Anyway, there you go. Not for me. I'm going to try and be... No, I'm not. I was going to say I'm going to try and be less opinionated, but there's absolutely no fucking chance. All the while, the world is falling apart and people are spending £150 on coffee and cake in a month. The world needs me. The world needs me to put it right. Right, have a lovely day. Enjoy the weather. Make sure you stay hydrated. Do drink. Put sun cream on. A friend of mine is currently going through skin cancer treatment. It isn't a joke, so do please... lotion up. Enjoy your diet day. Have a lovely time. Love you all, and I'll speak to you when? I don't know, probably Monday.